Hey, Flippers. Oh man, good to catch up with you. I hope. I thought I'd wear a new hat in honor of my little brother because he's always giving me stuff about wearing my old hat with holes in it, which I will be wearing later because this is my favorite. Man, I'm sorry I've been missing you guys, and I hope a couple of you have missed me too. But I am back, and I thought we'd catch up a little bit. And I don't have a ton of information to share with you, but then again, I have an enormous amount of information because there's been lots of stuff happening here at Middleman Enterprises, the world headquarters for Flipping Genius. And appreciate you, and I want to share what's happening with me, why I've not been boom, boom, boom hitting it out of the park every week. As far as Flipping Genius, there's a lot of material out there, and I know a lot of you guys are walking through it. And I thank you so much to those of you who have reached out and said, "Randy, where are you at? I want to hear you." It's pretty cool that there's anybody that really pays attention that much. And then there are a handful of you, and God bless you. It means the world to me that I've made any impact at all. Number one goal of this podcast is to help our listeners make more money. But if we can keep you entertained too, that's cool. And I feel like I've got a ton of friends out there all around the fruited plain and across the world. It's pretty cool. We're heard in a lot of different places, and it's exciting. But it's taken some work, but we're here where we're at, and now we're gonna go someplace else with some new stuff. So without ado, I'll take off the old hat and let's talk about it. Here's what's happened. Here's what's happened. Last week, today is the 5th of April as I record this. I mentioned that because, everybody's not listening live. Everybody's not like waiting at the edge of their seat to hear this. So you may be hearing this in the year 2026, because there's a shelf life here. And I believe that the material that I share with you will continue to benefit people into the future. There'll be changes in the marketplace, but I think that what we talk about here on Flipping Genius is stuff that will make people money going on. And I'm excited about it because I plan on using some of this exact stuff as I make some transitions. So let me just tell you what happened last week. This being the year 2024, April 5th, as I record this. Last week, I decided to close my car lot. My retail car lot that's been up and running for over a decade. I just said, nope, this is not what I want to do right now. And that's a really cool thing to be able to be in a position to just say, this is not what I want to do because I want to do this other thing. And I'll tell you what that other thing is. And it involves car flipping. Don't get me wrong. I've been flipping cars since I've been driving cars. So I'll continue to do that, and I'm going to do it in a different format, and I'm excited because I think it's going to help me share with all of you and help you make money, continue to make money, and show you how I'm doing it now. And you can always go back to how I've been doing it. You can always listen to that because those are all been recorded. And as you know, my little brother, who I mentioned earlier, I told him, that we've faced some struggles, with competition and things. And he goes, "Well, of course, you're telling everybody how you do everything." And that's true. I don't hold anything back. And I hope that it's helped a lot of you guys make money. And I know it has. And thanks for reaching out and telling me because it is helpful to have that feedback. So I closed my car a lot last week. And it is largely, it all came to fruition as far as putting, closing that door, due to the help of a guy. Philip Pataki is a friend of mine. I might be saying Philip's last name wrong because I just wrote it down one time. We don't say it a lot. Philip is a great friend who when I reached out to him, said, "Hey, would you be interested in buying what I got left on the lot?" Philip said, "Hey, man, I got a better idea. Let me meet you over there and tell you." And he offered to just sell my vehicles for free. And I said, "I can't even let you do that. I'll pay you a fair commission." And every time he sold another vehicle and I offered him a fair commission, he would give me all the money back. And then we would have to squabble there at the lot over how much he would accept. And what a magnificent example he was to me, and I truly appreciate that, and I hope he's rewarded magnificently. Will continue to look for ways to reward him, but I'm just thankful for that friendship. And thank you, Philip. I don't know if I don't I doubt if Philip ever listens to this podcast, but if he ever does, I hope he hears that. I can't say thank you enough. But where this is going to put me is it's going to put me back as a regular flipper. That's the first mode. There's two flipper modes that it's going to put me in. The first is a regular flipper, which is what I once was before I started as a car dealer and started, having to stock my lot and keep a procession of vehicles there to justify the overhead. As I continue to flip cars, and I'll be looking for, probably to retail maybe 6 to 8 vehicles, as many as I can do legally as an individual, to the general public, because I'll look for deals that make sense that way. But because of some other things I'm going to be doing, because of the things I already do as far as I've talked to you about my bandit signs, and not to mention about the contacts that I've made over the last decade plus as a licensed retail dealer. I'll be getting people calling and saying, "Hey, will you buy this? Will you buy that?" I continue to answer the phone. If the phone rings, even when I'm recording the podcast, I usually answer it, because you just never know. You never know if it's money on the line. Mostly it's not, but I always answer. So I'll continue to answer those. And as I pick up deals, I guarantee you, my buddy Philip's going to be at the front of the line as somebody who I'll wholesale those deals to. And with Philip, I may just turn him over and say, "Hey, go get these." That'll be another opportunity to purchase the vehicles and then sell them with some meat left on the bone to other dealers who can make money with the overflow. And that's what a cool concept, overflow. I remember a long time ago, a long, long time ago, when I decided to make this a business. I had to hunt and hunt and hunt for vehicles, and I will have to hunt vehicles still, to get the right one. But the fact is, because of all the things that I've told you that I do on Flipping Genius, I will continue to have a flow of potential deals coming to me. And I'll be able to select the ones that I want to work on personally and the ones that I want to flip to somebody else. And it'll be exciting. And I'm looking forward to sharing that with you, because it's another alternative that you guys could use too. So I plan to continue to share my experiences with you, and the information that I get from that. I think it's going to help, other flippers make money. That's the whole idea of the podcast and the car flipping forum too. If you're not a member of the car flipping forum, of course you can join. Just go to the website, flippinggenius.com, 1G, and click on the link, and you can join there. There also be some information down below this in the notes. There always is. And you can also access everything on our YouTube channel, and we'll continue growing those things. I'm excited, because this will allow me to really get back to my roots and focusing on, for me personally, the quality high dollar flip opportunities, rather than just restocking and restocking and restocking. And honestly, I've done pretty well over the years keeping that target profit margin right where I wanted it. But it could be higher, and I believe it will be higher with the vehicles that I'm going to target for my own personal flips. And it's gonna give me an opportunity to share my input with you as I do all these things, and also learn from you guys. I constantly learn from you guys, from the forum and from personal contacts, and I love it. Keep reaching out to me. You can write me anytime at flippingquestions@gmail.com, of course. Hang on a second. I got. So this is going to give me an opportunity to share a new side of things, from wholesaling, something that maybe I haven't talked about that much. It's something I've always done, but that'll be interesting too, because everybody's going to go through changes in their business. And speaking of new, and speaking of changes, there have been a couple huge changes in my business here, and that's partly what has inspired me to just close that thing down. And I can't tell you how free I feel that when I drive by where it used to be, the signs are gone, and I have no worries about is somebody going to call me at when I want to go golfing and say, can you come down here and look at a vehicle or something? It's really, I'm happy for that. But but I've got myself in a whole new, batch of things, and it's exciting stuff. The first thing, and you've seen probably, you've heard me talk a little bit, and you may have seen videos about real estate investing. This is something that I have done extensively over the years, and because of the car business, because of the podcast, because of some other things I've been involved in, I put real estate investing on a back burner. Done a little bit of it in the last decade, but nothing like what I plan to do now. And I've got two different ventures that are exciting. The first one is the real estate investing. This is something, like I said, I've done in the past, but I've got a whole new growing team, and I'm continuing to build partners across the United States. So I'm actively looking for opportunities literally everywhere. I'm probably going to focus most of my energy, in my vicinity, but with the partners that I've lined up and continue to build, we will be looking for properties all across the country. They fall into what we're really looking for, just in case, you might know something. Rental property. I'm looking for rental property where the current owners want to get out, maybe because of retirement, or maybe they're just overwhelmed due to management or maintenance issues, or even the latest crazy thing. It's not completely latest, but it's something that's kind of come up on our radar. Squatters, and they're facing these squatters who have come in and taken over their property. We'll help with that. We're not really hiring ourselves up to help with that, but we will be interested in buying that property, and we'll take it from there. Yeah. We'll take it from there. Another one is inherited property. If somebody's inherited a property, and there might not even be anything wrong with the property, it just doesn't fit, their plan, and it's something they don't want to deal with. Those are three great areas for us. I'm also looking for land, houses, and other buildings that are not being utilized. Some may need significant work, to be revitalized, or in the case of land, developed or redeveloped. Some may just not fit, again, the current investment strategy of the owners. And our goal is either to A, develop these properties for their highest and best use, or B, to wholesale them to other investors who are in a better position to do that same thing. Either way, I have a goal personally to in the car business, my personal goal for my car business is to create good transportation for people at an affordable price. And in the housing business, it's the same thing. Create good, affordable housing, whether it be one that somebody's going to occupy as a tenant or someone is going to purchase. I'm just looking for an opportunity to take something and make it better and then provide it to somebody else and provide a win-win in every situation. So that's the same kind of deal on the real estate side. And that's, that is really it. Regardless of the situation, my goal is to create solutions and that benefits every party that's involved. So if you're interested in learning more about this or reaching out to me for any situation that you're involved in or that you know of, you can visit randybuysproperty.com. I'll put a link down below to that too. randybuysproperty.com. You can write me directly from that site and tell me what you know about. If you're just curious and want to check out what we're doing, you can do there. It's not terribly extensive. It's pretty much cut and dried. We want to buy stuff at the right price, have some meat left on the bone so we can make a couple dollars, and at the same time, kind of rescue people from their own situations if that's what they need done. So that's exciting, and that's new, and it's new but it's old. It's new but it's old. And speaking of new and old, I've got another new thing that's again new and old for me. I purchased a franchise for a nationally known print publication. Yes, I said print. Yes, this is 2024, and you may say, like, I said to myself, Randy, are you crazy? And I think, well, am I from the past? And a little bit, of course, I'm from the past, but I think this is a brilliant thing. I'm really excited about a nationally known print publication that's called Tidbits. You may have seen it in your neck of the woods because they're at about 130, 150 locations across the United States and Canada, depending on how you identify them. It's a weekly tabloid size paper that the publication is to provide a creative, wholesome, non-controversial entertainment. Puzzles and stories and games and comics. It provides this entertainment to readers while at the same time, and this is key, it creates opportunity to help businesses attract new customers via advertising. And in my case, a network marketing team that includes me, myself and our team and the publication that will be published by my company, Middleman Enterprises. I'm especially excited about this venture as it's given me an opportunity, and this is something I've done in the past in other towns. It's going to give me an opportunity to grow a network through our publication that will help other businesses increase their profitability. And we've already started to make those contacts, and we're very going to be very specialized in who will be represented in the paper, because we want them to work with each other and with the community as we build this very specific community. I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a second. It's going to help me find new partners. And this is just a little greedy for me, both for my car business and my real estate business, because of the exposure that we'll have, not only as a print publication that's constantly coming out, constantly every week, in front of the eyeballs of people in this massively growing community, but also it's going to be, like I said, it's going to be in the fastest growing county in the state of Alabama. Limestone County, Alabama, is the territory that I purchased. It is the county right next door to where I'm sitting right now. Literally like a mile away from me is where it starts. And it is the fastest growing county in a state that is growing fast. And we'll be up and running within the next 8 weeks. I've got a lot to learn. It can be frustrating for an old dog to learn those new tricks or even remember the old tricks. Software has got me struggling because I'm having to do some design work, something I've done in the past, but it's all new because it's decades later. I got tons of contacts to make, and as I've said, I've started to make those contacts, and it's fun, and I am delighted by the enthusiasm that the community has shown. And anyway, forgive me, that is these things, these two things, especially this latter one, honestly, are the reason for my absence from the microphone and the camera of late. I knew we had a lot of stuff already out there for you to listen to, but I do plan to continue to make the podcast a priority. So please don't despair. Please stick with me. Flippin' Genius is going to continue the podcast. We've got nearly 190 episodes on audio, most of them also on video. You can reach out to me at flippingquestions@gmail.com, flippingquestions@gmail.com. That's the links down below to or wherever the show notes are at in the format that you're watching. And you can make suggestions, requests, comments. You can tell me to go to hell, whatever you want, or even volunteer to share your story on an upcoming episode. That would be a blast for you to share something that you're doing that's working, or even if you want to tell the horror stories. Sometimes that helps people too. In addition to the podcast, our YouTube channel is going to continue to grow. Every time I do a podcast, and pretty much every time these days, we do it on video and audio, so it's all there. But there's a ton of videos. There's about 190 episodes of the podcast, but there's almost 400 videos. I think 393 as of last count that are on our YouTube channel. No, I got that wrong. Almost 250. 393 is a different number. Almost 250 videos. There are 393 subscribers to the YouTube channel, the Flipping Genius YouTube channel. And I just want to thank each and every one of you, not individually. I'm not going to do that. We don't have that much time. But I want to thank all 393 of you who have clicked that subscriber button after all of my requesting and cajoling and practically begging you to do it. 393 of you have done that. That leaves me 608 subscribers short of YouTube even possibly paying my first penny to me for all of the effort I've put in. If I sound like I am complaining, I am a little bit. Come on, man. Come on, man. And who do I sound like right now? Come on. I would definitely appreciate it if you will subscribe to the Flipping Genius YouTube channel. There's a good chance you're watching it right now. We're going to put a button at the end of this thing where you can just click on it. That's how YouTube works. You got to get to 1,000 subscribers before they'll pay the publisher of that material a penny. We're all working towards that. You've heard this before. So please click on it and subscribe. I do appreciate it. I tremendously appreciate the 393 of you who have. Maybe I'll send you all a personal email thanking you, but I'm not going to do that audio right now. And speaking, it's free to join. It is absolutely free. And speaking of free, a little segue there. Speaking of free, the car flipping forum is now up to about 1,200 members. Just a tad below 1,200 members. That's awesome. It's absolutely free to join the car flipping forum. You can join, and when you join, please participate. Share. You can share with me. I'm a member, clearly, and with all of our members from out throughout the United States and Canada and throughout the world. Your experiences, your questions. There's people on all different levels, and I am so thankful for those of you who do participate. There's some great members on there who interact with each other and help each other make money. I have not seen anything but good there. And of course, if I see something that's not good, I'll zap you. But please join and help each other because that's what the forum's for. Now you can gain access to all of that for free. Everything that we talk about is free. Just go to our website, flippingenius.com, 1G, FLIPPINGENIUS.com. And you can also, from there, you can access all of the links to everything, including our resources page with links that will actually save you some money. And that's, you know, that's what I wanted to share with you. That's all I really got for today. Hey, thanks for tuning in, and please share us with anyone that you think Flipping Genius can help. Remember, the number one goal of Flipping Genius is, has been, will be, and always will be to help our listeners make more money. I hope that that comes through. That is really what we're trying to do. Please spread the word. Share us on social media, through email. Knock somebody on the shoulder and say, hey, you ought to listen to this. However you want to do it. Subscribe to us. I think I've said that plenty of times. Save us as a favorite and come back often. We'll be producing more as time goes by. Let's work together. Let's make some money. Let's all become flipping geniuses.